We know that Jesus commands us to go and make disciples. But how do you define discipleship? Have you even thought about it? Some might think of discipleship in terms of a program people go through. For others, it might be represented in their relationship with a spiritual mentor. These are not wrong, but neither do they present the whole picture. Here's one definition. The overarching ministry that takes an individual from a state of unbelief to a fully devoted follower of Christ. This covers not just conversion, but getting connected to a community of faith where a new believer can learn and engage in spiritual disciplines. Discipleship is everything that contributes to someone becoming like Jesus Christ in attitude and action. It's a person's faith that Jesus is Savior and God, lived out in daily practice. Our command to disciple comes from Matthew 28, where Jesus says to his own followers, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am always with you, to the very end of the age." These verses tell us that discipleship is a two-phase process. First, a person comes to faith in Jesus and displays his or her decision publicly through the act of baptism. Secondly, that new believer must learn to obey Jesus' teachings. Both evangelism and spiritual formation are part of the journey toward a mature faith. This lesson will explore how to lead youth into a growing relationship with Jesus Christ in obedience to Jesus' command to make disciples. There are four strategic steps of youth discipleship. Allowing students to explore faith issues. Developing a spiritual community for students. Growing students in spiritual formation and maturity. And finally, equipping students to serve God's kingdom purposes. Each step communicates what the youth leader should do, as well as the desired result in the lives of teens. Let's look at each of these more closely.